Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today I wanted to talk about potential. And it's interesting because as a 51-year-old human, I realized that I had the wrong perspective of 50-year-olds when I was a young person. You know, when you're young, under, you know, in your single digits, your teenage, you know, 50-year-olds, my God, they seem so old. You know, 60, 70, you're ancient, right? 80 is like, oh my God, you're just a statue. But as you go through these ages ourselves, you realize, hey, I still got a lot left in me. And it's interesting. So I've been thinking about this a lot because I'm embarking on some new projects and things that I'm working on and bringing them together, digging down deep. So I've got some quotes here about potential. The first one is, potential is a priceless treasure like gold. All of us have gold hidden within, but we have to dig to get it out. Joyce Meyer. Yeah, that's really the truth, right? We all have this massive, and in some really great teachers' perspectives, unlimited, eternal, infinite amounts of potential within us. But we have to dig to get it out. It's not something that is just apparent every day, every moment. We have to not only dig physically in the sense of setting a schedule, setting goals, writing it down, researching, exploring, not all of that, but also just within the heart mind, if you will. We have to go in and remember that this potential exists. We have to dig within to make sure that we're connected to that reminder that it's all possible, that what we want, what we dream for, whether it's, you know, changing our nutrition or changing our lifestyle or changing our jobs or changing our relationships or changing how we do different things. We have to remember that it's possible for us to achieve what we're going for. We have to remember that, because if we, you know, half the reason, if not more, why we don't do things is because we're not sure if it's going to work out. And I love that idea of, what would you do if you knew you were going to be successful? I mean, just meditating on that for 30 seconds can be absolutely life-changing. Just let all the doubt go. Just let all the naysayers go. The outside doubt, the inner doubt, and just imagine for 30 seconds what it would be like if anything you focused on was going to work out. Anything that you really wanted was going to happen. What would you do if that were true? And there's something inside us, I think it really is that digging for gold. We're tapping into this self-confidence, this belief in ourselves, this faith that's alive. But we've got to wake it up. We've got to tap into it. We've got to engage with it. We've got to kind of let that faith and that belief in ourselves and that confidence kind of open. We got to open the well to it and swim in it so that we start to feel it, start to be able to move things forward. Here's another great quote. Continuous effort, not strength or intelligence, is the key to unlocking our potential. Winston Churchill. And that's what I agree with that on a lot of levels. One of my greatest teachers, Frank Crescito, my first true teacher, really, was a big effort guy, and not in the way of like Herculean effort, you know, not like that. It's more of a conscious effort. This ability, fostering the ability to pay attention, to really focus, and using our effort to be honest with ourselves about whatever it is. Like if you're taking a break, take a break. But if you're blowing things off and if you're procrastinating, to be honest with yourself about that. Don't make excuses for it and use that effort of consciousness to be honest with ourselves about what's happening. And when you do that, it allows you to say, hey, I'm tired, I need a break, or I'm stressed and I need a break, but I'm going to come back to it. And to commit to that and to come back to it when you can, and to commit to making the time for it. Because that idea of effort really gets lost. A lot of people just, you know, want the 4-hour work week, and we want to just relax and have fun all the time. And I understand that intention, but you can have fun while you're working too. That's the key. Like, hey, I'm going to put a lot of effort in today, but I'm going to enjoy it. You know, that's the most fun. Like, I'm hiring some new salespeople, and I'm looking for people who not just are willing to work hard, but want to have some fun. And I feel like I have a nice balance with that right now. So as you're going through this idea of tapping into your potential, working on your potential, aiming this, you know, infinite power within, so it's called, to remember these things, to remember that it's possible, to remember that effort isn't bad, right? And it's not even hard. It's just more of being honest, not kind of falling into those doldrums where, you know, for days you're just not paying attention to what you really want, what you're really aiming to do for your life. So, yeah, I think that's so important. Really, really helpful to remember these simple things related to what we want most. There's so many great quotes, but here's an interesting one from Confucius. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. And I like this because a lot of great teachers have talked about desire, right? Whether it's desire to become enlightened, whether it's desire to become wealthy, desire to become happy, desire to become healthy, like your desire to achieve what you want has a direct correlation to how much time you're willing to put in, how much effort you're willing to put in. So if you know that you're unhealthy and you're not really desiring to be healthy, that's the first area you got to work, right? Because if you don't have the desire, it's going to be difficult to fan the flames with the effort to do it, right? So, you know, if you don't have a desire to be healthy, then it's going to be hard to exercise. It's going to be hard to eat right. It's going to be hard to take your supplements and remember and all of those different things. So that's the first spot. You know, why aren't you desiring it? You know, usually it's because we've got some sort of block, some sort of stress, that some sort of trauma that hit us, and we're trying to work around it. And some real deep, honest look at ourselves can often be really helpful. And I recommend starting slow, taking one little bit, one tiny step towards what you want, and then another tiny step, and just slowly, because then that allows us to build up the weight of being consistent and following through. When we try to do everything in the first 48 hours of a new goal, it often just peters out, and you know, or the first week or first month or whatever it is, and it doesn't become consistent. However, if we start slow and build it up every day, now all of a sudden, you know, I'm back on a yoga. I hurt my back when I was swimming a couple months ago, and so my yoga, I'd been doing a lot of yoga leading up to it, and I just really couldn't do the practice the way I wanted to. I was still doing some light stretching and some gentle yoga moves, but I had to baby it for a couple weeks. But now I'm back to full, you know, but I started slow. I just did, you know, a few minutes the first day and then a few more minutes the next day and then kind of did that consistently for a week or two. And now I'm back up to 20, 25 minutes a day. And so, you know, but I wasn't there just a month ago. I was only doing 5 or 10 minutes a day, you know, but slowly but surely, and I'm going to keep working on it. I want to get up back up to what I used to do, which was 40, 45 minutes a day. And then you slowly work things in. Just in just a few months, we can make such massive progress if we are instituting something I call the 2-minute miracle, which can be 10 minutes or 20 seconds. It's really just a matter of kind of figuring out what you need for the moment. And yeah, it's just so important. I'm gonna leave us with this quote. It's pretty cool. I like this one. Don't squander your potential living a life that amounts to far less than the one you're capable of living. By Zero Dean. I don't know who that is, but man, that's a good one. It's just straight to the point. Don't squander your potential living a life that amounts to far less than the one you are capable of living. And we all know we're capable of living much more than we typically are if we're honest with ourselves. Thanks for listening. Hope this is helpful to you. Reach out for any help, any support. Happy to do some pro bono for you. Get to know you. See if a coaching experience would be good for you. Matt at mattogradycoaching.com.